The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Mate, something's happened. Something huge and unexpected and joyful. I just didn't think it would happen to me. I just didn't think that God, if there is a God, could possibly decide that it's my time, but he or she has. In the words of Churchill, success is just failure repeating itself again and again. I just kept trying, Brian. I didn't give up. Rejection after rejection and then more rejection. I questioned my sanity. I even started to think it was all a fix. And then out of the blue, I get an email from the BBC saying they greatly look forward to me and a chosen partner to be the red team in the forthcoming series of Bargain Hunt. Oh, mate, I nearly had a stroke. I read it again and again. I made Anne read it. I made our postman read it. I took it to the benefits office and got them to read it, whilst obviously reassuring them that it wasn't a paid engagement, so my benefits wouldn't be affected. I've seen every episode since it aired in 2002, you know? I'm a fan. It's a dream come true, mate. And if you'll indulge me, I cannot think of a better partner to have on the show than you. And so I would be honoured if you would accompany me, Brian, especially, you know, as antiques used to be your field. My goodness, I mean, we might even turn a profit. It's two nights away in the Cotswolds. They put us up and we get to meet and spend time with one of the legends of television antiques presenting, Charlie Ross, who I don't mind telling you, mate, has become really important to me over the last couple of years. He's got me through some really, really dark passages of my life, Brian. He really has. Anyway, mate, I am so happy. I am so happy. It's ridiculous, but I really am. Finally, something good has happened to me. Okay, mate, look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Who's putting us up in the Cotswolds? What the fuck are you on about, Rog? Have you not been sleeping? What have the BBC got to do with it? And how on earth do you know about Charlie Ross? That scumbag fucked my ex-wife Linda when we were holidaying together in Marseille years ago. And he fucking diddled me for just over 20 grand. He was an absolute shyster. Fortunately, he died in a boating accident just off the coast of Gibraltar in 1998. Otherwise, I'd track that cunt down and kill him. I can't! God, I haven't thought about him for a while. Anyway, cheers, Rog. Look, take some Nitol and lay off the cheap cider, mate. Seriously.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger again. No, I've been sleeping. I've been sleeping really well, actually. I put the cushions from Anne's sofa on the floor, so I've got loads more leg room. It's quite drafty on the floor, but if I wrap the towels around me as well as the sleeping bag, it's fine. And I'm willing to put up with being a bit colder if it means I get more sort of space to stretch my legs out because I'm getting a bit cramped on the sofa. So, no, look, I obviously didn't explain this very well last time because I was really sort of giddy with excitement, but I just assumed you'd know about Bargain Hunt because well, it's incredible. And it really lifts my spirits and really helps me to forget. So, you know, I'm forever indebted to Charlie Ross and the team behind it. So what it is, it's a TV competition show whereby two teams of two, accompanied by an expert, go around antiques fairs and shops, and they have to purchase three items each. It's great because they've got to, you know, haggle and knock the price down, etc. I mean, it's great fun. Then they all go to an auction and they see who generates the most profit from their purchases. Now, it sounds like deceptively simple, but the intricacies within that, it really makes the show and the characters, you know, well, they just add so much to it. And it's the sort of game you watch from your sofa and you think, God, I'd love to have a go at that. It's so cool. And Charlie Ross, he didn't die in a boating accident, mate. He's a pretty standout presenter, really knows his onions, and he's funny, and he's really charming and eccentric. Sort of like a best man at a wedding, just on the right side of pissed. Do you know what I mean? So you must be thinking of someone else, mate, because the Charlie Ross I know wouldn't cheat or steal or fake his own death. But look, I'd really, really like you to be on my team, mate. I just hope that explains it all a bit clearer. Sorry about last time. I was just all over the place. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Two teams of two tour the country buying shit with experts helping them, and then they go to an auction and compete. Whoever generates the most profit wins! Are you fucking kidding me? Please tell me I'm fucking dreaming the shit, because that, Roger, is my fucking idea. We sat round a table with our respective wives, of which he was fucking mine unbeknownst to me, eating our salad niçoise at his tennis club whilst our children played together, and I came up with this idea for a daytime antiques programme with a twist and a competitive edge! He then borrowed 20 grand off me, which I never had back. Not only has Charlie Ross, the massive cunt, stolen my ex-wife's fanny, my ideas and my money, he faked his own fucking death to put me off the scent, cunt, knowing that I wouldn't have a clue what he'd done, because he knows full well that I haven't watched anything on TV since Quantum fucking Leap. I'm going to get him, Roger. I'm going to make him eat his own balls, and then I'm going to throw him off a fucking building. The cunt!
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. Just to be clear, Charlie Ross is a relatively new presenter on Bargain Hunt. I think he came in about 2017, and he didn't come up with the actual idea for the show, so... I mean, it's obvious you've got some other issues with Charlie Ross, and that's, you know, between you and him, and that's fine, of course. But what I'm trying to avoid is having my sort of experience on Bargain Hunt jeopardized through some miscommunication or crosswords that you may or may not engage with Charlie Ross in, you know. And I really don't want it to go pear-shaped, mate, because I'm really looking forward to it. So if you don't mind, and I'm sure you understand, because you seem quite cross, I'm going to see if Anne's up for being my partner. Or maybe Jamie, because he's 16 now and he might enjoy the experience and be a nice opportunity to sort of spend some time with him. I mean, we might not turn a profit because neither of us know anything about antiques, but I just want to have fun. I really hope you understand, mate. This is quite a big deal for me, and
I will just say, mate, I know you're convinced Charlie Ross has ripped you off and stolen your ideas and made love to Linda behind your back, and I'm not disputing any of that, but I mean, the Charlie Ross I see every day just doesn't seem capable of doing those things. It just doesn't seem the type, but I don't know. But look, I hope you understand, mate, and I hope you don't mind. Okay, bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I just want to say sorry. I really flew off the handle there, obviously, and I was drinking a lot back then, and I probably misheard that Charlie Ross died in a boating accident off the coast of Gibraltar in 1998. And Linda never admitted to the affair with Charlie Ross, so it's almost certainly all in my head. So, look, I'd love to come on Bargain Hunt with you, if you'll still have me. And I think my antiques experience would really stand us in good stead, you know? So yeah. I don't, however, want to make you uncomfortable in any way, so I think to be on the safe side, I will go in disguise. I've got a curly ginger wig and some sunglasses, and I can put on an accent. I do quite a convincing Northern Irish, so I'll plump for that. Just to play safe and not to spoil anything for you. I hope that's cool. And apologies once again. I'm really looking forward to it. What a great format it is. Cheers, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I don't actually know what to say, Brian. Wow. You're an incredible person. You really are. Thank you. Thank you for being able to see past your differences with Charlie Ross, and thanks for being my friend, mate, as well. And thank you very much for accepting and joining the Red Team. I am so excited. And look, mate, I completely understand you want to come in disguise and pretend to be Northern Irish. You know, if that makes you feel more comfortable, then that's absolutely fine. No worries. I'm sure we can, yeah. And look, if you have to sit down with Charlie Ross and air some shit from the past, then so be it. You know, I don't like bad blood. And the idea of you and Charlie Ross really sorting stuff out and this being an opportunity for you to move on, then, you know, that fills me with sort of happiness and hope and positivity. And if this opportunity helps to bring you guys back together, then I guess we're all winners, aren't we? So here's to a joyful, satisfying, healing few days, and fingers crossed, we might even win. I cannot wait. Thanks, mate. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello there, Roger. It's Ian Henderson here from Ballymanor. I'm greatly looking forward to joining you on Bargain Hunt. Who would have thought you choose a security guard from your benefits office to join you on the show with the legend that is Charlie Ross?
Hi, Rog. It's actually me, Brian. How is that? I'm very happy with it. I've got a very believable curly ginger wig and a pair of Kaylid's lent me some Ray-Bans, so it's very, very convincing. And then I thought that after day one, once we've bought our three items, I'll reveal myself to Charlie Ross in the bar. And we can chew the fat about the old days when we were sparring auctioneers
be a lovely surprise for Charlie. No doubt. All right, mate. Really looking forward to it. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm just out of the shower and I'm heading down to the bar for the meal with Charlie Ross and all the crew in a sec. So I'm just seeing where you're at. Mate, it goes without saying that you were the star of the show today. You really were. I am still buzzing. I have no idea how you knew that that brass owl you spotted at the boot sale for 10 quid was going to be worth £300 at auction. Amazing knowledge. Amazing. I mean, I'd have to review my tapes, but off the top of my head, I can't remember that ever happening before on Bargain Hunt. And you could see that Charlie Ross was impressed. He just kept looking at the crew and nodding, and he was in awe, mate, you know, and he knew he'd met his match. You know, you could just tell. And you kept up the accent so well. Northern Irish is quite an extreme accent, isn't it? The sound guy, Tom, asked me if you had a condition. And I thought, just to play it safe and not to give the game away, that I said that you did have one. I hope you don't mind, mate, but needs must. So I'll see you in the bar in, let's say, 5 minutes. And apparently the drinks are on Charlie Ross. So we save a bit more money. OK, mate, see you in a minute.
Roger?
Brian?
Is that you?
Yes, mate.
It is you?
Yes.
You're on your own?
Yeah, of course I'm on my own.
You recording?
Yeah, I am. Like you said, I'm recording it. What do you want for?
Come in.
Huh?
Come and see.
Okay. Jesus Christ, Brian, who are you doing? Who's that?
It's Charlie Ross. Shh, just keep recording.
Derek, why is he tied up like that?
We went to the car park for a fag. And I said if he fancied a line of coke, we could nip up to mine. And I can't completely fail for it. Leopard never changes its spots. When we got up here, I grabbed him. He tried to get past me, but I smashed a trestle table over his head and I tied him up.
A trestle table, Brian? I'm not sure. Does he know who you are?
No, not yet. I'm about to reveal myself.
Why am I recording this?
Because I'm going to force a confession out of the slippery shit. He knows, I know he fucked Linda. He knows he owes me 20 fucking grand, and I want to hear him say it, right? Wait. Fuck!
What?
I need a kettle.
What for?
I'm going to ring down to reception.
What for?
For a kettle, Rog, fuck!
No, but what do you want the kettle for, Brian?
To waterboard him. I'll go to reception, it's quicker.
No, Brian, mate, no, we can't waterboard Charlie Ross, mate. It just doesn't seem very fair.
Is fucking my ex-wife fair? Stealing my money? My fucking money? Is faking his own death to get out of paying for it?
No,
fucking fair?
Mate, I know that none of that is fair. I honestly do. But we had such a lovely day on Bargain Hunt. I really, really think that this might spoil it, you know?
Roger. You've just won the episode of Bargain Hunt with perhaps the biggest profit margin the show's ever seen because of my antiques knowledge, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I know, mate.
Yes.
I'm really grateful.
Yeah,
thank you.
You should fucking be grateful. Right, so now I'd like you to do something for me.
Okay.
Okay, if it's not too fucking much to ask.
I mean,
I'm going to waterboard a confession out of Charlie Ross, Roger, and I'd be very grateful if you please wait here whilst I get a kettle. Thank you. Stop recording. For Christ's sake.
Christ bloody hell.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I know I haven't been in touch for a few days, but I thought it best to distance myself from you in case the cops came knocking at my door. Look, mate, I thought I'd tied up Charlie Ross pretty securely, but he's always been a fit man. And I'm pretty sure he told me that when he was younger, he studied magic, which is probably how he devised a way out of the ropes. When he feels like he's cornered, he's always behaved like a cage animal, so I'm not in the least bit surprised that he hit you over the head with a toilet system. It's exactly what he would do. But mate, I did say to keep an eye on him for a reason. Look, I know you're with the police now, but I can almost guarantee that Ross will drop the charges. Underneath it all, he's a rogue, and he won't play ball with the pigs. Too many skeletons in the closet. So just hang on in there, mate. And if you could leave my name out of it, I'd really appreciate that. So let's have a drink when you're out the clink. All right, mate. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. produced by Joel Morris.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.